Glory to God. Anyway, turn your Bible tonight. We'll keep talking about living the life in the Spirit. Children of God live by the Spirit. You know, when you look at everything God made, they have their residence. Our residence, we have two. We live on earth, but we also live in heaven. Amen. We are the only two people. We are the only creature that does that. We live in heaven and we live in earth. Hallelujah. Our physical body and our spirit, our mind is here, but our spirit is always with the Lord. Amen. Amen? So we are privileged people. No animal here is going to say, I live in heaven right now. They live here and that's it. They die. Are there animals in heaven where Jesus is going to come back on horses, right? So we know they're horse in heaven. Where's the horse coming from? He's going to be riding on a white horse. Praise the Lord. And Bible says he's going to come down. So, but right now, we have the ability to access heaven. Somebody shout hallelujah. So we are privileged people. So animals like to live on land. There are animals that live on land. We call them terrestrials, creatures. That's what the Bible says. Say there's celestial life, there's terrestrial, right? And there's what? Marine. The sea creatures, rivers and seas. Anything that live in water, we call them marine creatures. So God made it that way. When he created things, he put them in different places. So they are creeping creatures and they are walking creatures. And some of them, like to live on land and some on water. So if they're created to live on land, then water is not the atmosphere they live in. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you put a land creature inside water, how long can they survive? Even us, as smart as God has made us, we can't live inside water that long. We take a swim, we get out of it. Right? If you can stay there for 2 days inside the water and say, oh, I'm an expert swimmer. You'll find out what they call cramp quickly because you do not belong there. But you can stay on land as long as you want. Amen. Amen. Somebody say, how do we stay on land? Well, how old are you? That's how long you've been living on land. Praise the Lord. So we thrive where we are created to be by the Spirit of God. So the most important place we are created, our spirit man is created to be, is in God, in Christ Jesus. Amen? Controlled by the Holy Spirit. So when you live in that realm of the Spirit of the living God, you thrive better. Say amen. You live better. That's where you ought to be. Somebody shout hallelujah. When we trained ourselves so much to live in the flesh, that everything we do, our mind all day. Why do you get up at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. or 6 a.m., 7 a.m., whatever time you get up to get yourself ready for your job? You are committed to that. You do 8 hours, then plus traveling time, so let's say 9 hours a day. And then if you walk very far away, maybe 10 hours a day. Every day you are committed to do that. Monday to Friday, those who have 5 days a week jobs. Some people work 7 days. Some people work three jobs. I don't know how they do it. But that's their life. You know, so they really don't have any time for God, for their family, for anything. But that's what they choose because they're thinking mostly flesh. This is how I'm going to get it done. But in God, God has a better way. Amen. God wants us to walk. The Bible says, if you don't walk, don't eat. That's the word of the Lord. Amen? Living the life of the Spirit, we do the scripture. We live by the word. So the word of God says, if you don't walk, don't what? Don't eat. But if you walk, you should do what? Eat. So we say, God give us this day what? Our daily bread. So if you are a worker, you should expect daily bread. Amen? Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, there are various kind of work. Some jobs are very physical. Some jobs are manual. They demand human strength to do it. And then some jobs, they demand your brain to think and to do. And then some jobs, like ministry, it demands what? The word of the Lord. We walk by the word. Jesus said, the works that I do, did Jesus do any physical labor? Huh? He was a carpenter. But when he started his full-time ministry, did he do carpentry? Yeah. When he was being raised, he has to be trained on how to walk. Somebody shout hallelujah. We train all our children how to walk. How do we train them? If they live in your household, you train them how to do the things that the parents do in the house. So Jesus was raised in a carpenter's home, so he trained as a carpenter. But did he build furnitures and all that as a minister of the gospel? No. In order to build life, he had to learn how to build things. What was his job? Building lives. Somebody shout hallelujah. Did he learn that by doing carpentry? No. He learned it by the Holy Ghost. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to do. That was his job. Amen? So, if Jesus needs the Spirit of the Lord to do anything, I and you listening out there, you also need the Spirit of the Lord to accomplish purpose. Say amen. It's not going to happen by how smart you are physically. It's not going to happen by how smart you are intelligently. You know, it's going to happen. All intelligence comes from God. God is the one that gave you the brain in the first place. But he's telling you, you need his Spirit to function. Say amen. Bible says, not by might, not by power, but by what? By my Spirit. Says who? Says the Lord. So if he says it, then that's how it is. So how I will live my life 24/7 is by his Spirit. So I must inquire of the Lord, what is the agenda for today? How should I conduct myself? Where should I go? What should I be doing? So I'm not pressured by the world, but I'm moved by the word of God. Say amen. That is living a life free of stress. So this is how Jesus lived his life. Now, let's go back to the scripture. John. Go to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Might as well turn there myself. I think I'm going to read from maybe about verse 14. Actually, I'm going to, the whole John chapter 1 is all introducing Jesus, talking about who Jesus is, being the living word. But I'll just read from 14, a little bit in, and I've asked you earlier to read the whole chapter in the previous message. John 1, 14, and the word of the Lord, and the word was made what? Flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So Jesus is full of grace and what? Truth. Amen? Amen. So we need grace. We need his grace in our life. Grace means carries. From that way we get charisma. So, but we need his enabling power to fulfill things that we need to do. And Jesus says he is the truth. And the Bible calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of what? Truth. John 15, verse 15. John 1, 15. John bear witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I speak, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I think that fan, I don't know why it's on. If there's a way to turn it down, somebody should take care of that. Yeah, I think the noise is going to be inside what I'm speaking. Yeah. It's quite noisy. And I have the mic, so it's going to be amplified. Praise the Lord. All right, thank you for shutting that down. Praise the Lord. All right, verse 15. John bear witness about him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I speak. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Was John and Jesus, who was born first? John was born first. But by the Spirit of God, John knew that Jesus is the senior. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. He said, and he knew he is greater than him and is preferred before him. If you prefer, meaning that you're number one choice and he is not number one choice. That's what he's saying. He's ahead of me. He's better and he's greater. Praise the Lord. God, Jesus, will always forever be greater. Even though we are joint heirs with him, he's greater. Somebody shout hallelujah. And of his fullness have all we received grace for grace. How many people receive? Say all. So anyone who's born of God, by the Spirit of God, has this grace. Same grace that was put in Jesus and his glory, he said, we have all received. Well, somebody say, I'm a receiver. You have to receive it. It's a free gift that is given to us, so you have to receive that to function the way he functioned. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Can you imagine Jesus, all the people when he was going on the cross, the people he healed, the people he did wonderful things for, they spat on him, they slapped him and all that. He did not curse back. They cursed at him. They tugged on him. They beat him. He did not do anything about it. Why? The grace of God is in his life. Amen? Amen. The Spirit of God is in his life. It gave him control. Spirit of God gives you self-control. Somebody shout hallelujah. So we're not talking just stories. We're talking about equipping yourself with these things so that when you're faced with anything, you're able to rise. Somebody shout hallelujah. Instead of falling apart, you rise. Somebody say, I will rise. In any circumstance, I will rise. A lot of people, they can't. Every little thing, they fall apart. It doesn't take much for the wind to blow them like a shaft. Say, the wind will not blow me away. I will be solid in Christ. He said, we've all received. So I have received of his fullness. You're not receiving some part, you're receiving everything. The Bible says Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead. Somebody shout hallelujah. Jesus, fullness of the Godhead. It can't get any greater than that. And so of this fullness, we have received. Somebody say, I'm a receiver of this grace. You don't receive grace for something else, you receive grace for grace. Somebody shout hallelujah. You receive grace for grace. You receive blessing upon blessing. You receive favor upon favor. You receive the goodness of God upon the goodness of God. So you don't start with the goodness of God and you start walking backwards. No, advance. Somebody shout hallelujah. You receive glory to glory. Somebody shout hallelujah. You don't receive glory and you go back to darkness. You receive glory and keep on going forward. You are in the light, so you never go back to darkness. Somebody shout hallelujah. What is this grace for grace? He has light. He is light, so he made us light. He is truth. So what should we be also? Truth. So when you catch yourself lying next time, the Holy Ghost has departed from you. So you need to say, Holy Spirit, fill me back. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because it's called the Spirit of Truth. The Holy Spirit is called what? The Spirit of Truth. That's what John, book of John 14 tells you that. So anyway, let me quickly finish John 1 here. Verse 17. It says, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. What's the law? The five first book of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. All those five books are the law. Somebody shout hallelujah. That's the law. So it's not just the Ten Commandments. It's all those five books. So read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and what? Deuteronomy. All of them are the law. It said they were given by Moses. But who gave it to Moses? Did Moses just woke up and decide to write? No. The Holy Spirit. How did he get it? Remember, he went to Mount Sinai. Upon the mount, while they are waiting for instruction from God, what were the people doing? They were serving idols because they could not wait. Just like today, people can't wait for God. Just 40 days. Just 40 days to just wait. They started making gods of idols of gold to serve. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Just 40 days. Just a little bit over a month. That was it. The story has not changed. When people say, wait on the Lord, God's going to show up, God's going to do something, God's going to turn things around, people can't wait. They go find new solutions. Say, I will depend on the Lord. Tonight we sang, I surrender. All to Jesus, I surrender. You must surrender your thoughts, your mind, your spirit, your soul, your body on a daily basis to the Lord. Say amen. Not just within 24 hours, every hour. Make a consciousness of that and say, Lord, when something wants to disturb you, just say, Lord, let my mind be on you. The Bible says, Isaiah says, I'll keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. So your mind must be stayed on the Lord. Say amen. Life in the spirit, we think more about God than our flesh. Because we're laboring for things. We go to work, we don't miss job. I see a lot of people in the church, they're very dedicated to their job. When it comes to their work, oh my goodness, they don't play with it. But when it comes to the house of God, we play. Praise the Lord. I always tell our apostle, I say, God bless you. You know, he's really a great man of God. He's a wonderful man of God. Sometimes they say, I don't know how you do it. Like for me, if they're not serious, why should they get 2 for 1? I go do something sometimes. So sometimes you don't see me in some of the services, but it shouldn't be that way. But I was here all the time. Praise the Lord. Why do you get 2 for 1? When you're not serious. Somebody has spent their time praying, seeking God, preparing a nice meal for you and come and eat. And then you have excuses. Why should... You remember the parable of Jesus is they had a party, the robe was ready, the food was ready, invited everybody, and everybody had an excuse. What did he say go to do? Go to the street, highways and byways, go get them. And then gave them a special uniform, gave them the robe. So if you didn't have the robe, you're not coming to that party. Is that not the Lord? Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, Lord, help me to focus. Say, Lord, help me to focus. Say, Lord, help me to focus. You need that. You have to pray that for yourself. Amen? So wherever you are, it's got to be you and God. Because our world today don't want the world. They don't want Jesus. They don't want the world. They don't want the word of God. But you got to have a hunger and thirst. And then let them see your life and say, there's something about that person. I want what they have. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So that wherever you go, you're shining. You shine. There's a shine that comes out of you. It's called the glory. Somebody shout hallelujah. They just look at you. It's two things that's going to happen. They admire and they want to know they just like you. They just enjoy your presence. Or they just hate you. That's it. There's no in between. Jesus said, they hate me, so they're going to hate you. Living the life of the Spirit, it's not everybody that's going to love you. Somebody shout hallelujah. They just hate you for no reason, because they hate Jesus. But those who want God, we also love you. Somebody shout hallelujah. But don't seek love from man. God has given you his love. He gave you the best. It can't get better than that. If there's no English word that better than that. It cannot be better than that. Best is best. Amen? So you have the best. So live in that confidence of the love of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I've been in an environment where I should be gaga googling over some people and I just stay still. I run after man. I run after God. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. And it puzzles some people. But then, sometimes it's so neat when you just stay and then God now just pull you. And the person you're supposed to be run after now come to you. Somebody shout hallelujah. And you say, see, God, you showed up again. Isn't that awesome? Amen. Yeah, some of you might not know what I'm saying, but I know what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because some people, they run after things. And somebody who has money. If the person have money, it's my best friend. They will listen to the person who have money than to listen to God. That's how you think from today on. Think the ways of the Holy Ghost. So not by what? Might, power, but by what? Spirit. Always go by the Spirit. Say amen. Amen. And the ways of the Spirit will never let you down. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. The way of the Spirit never let, the Bible says Noah found grace. Did it let Noah down? No. Noah never built any ark, ever. Doesn't know what an ark is, other than the word of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Other than God giving him measurement, what to do. Put all the animals, not all those animals were living in that environment. So it's going to need God, but God says Noah found what? Grace. And today, the Bible says we all got the same grace. Of that fullness, he gave us grace for grace. So we have all these abilities inside us. Somebody shout hallelujah. Found grace. The grace he found was able to build the ark. The grace he found in God was able to take the instruction. They didn't have an iPad or iPhone or any of Android to be recording stuff. They didn't have tape recorder to say, this is what the word of the Lord says, so I must remember this measurement. Or they didn't have fancy notebooks like this, where he was going to be writing. Which school did Noah go to? How did he remember everything was downloaded in his spirit? And he remembered everything precisely. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Life in the spirit will change your mind, change your spirit, change your memory, how you remember. Somebody shout hallelujah. It is not a story, it's a reality. With that grace he found, all those animals could be called in. 2 by 2 and 7 clean and what? 2 uncleans. Somebody shout hallelujah. Every creature. So that the water of Noah's will not drown everything. So every creature you see today, how many of you like to watch a Discovery Channel? You see some creatures that they show. Somebody shout hallelujah. All those creatures, I never saw that. They don't live in this environment. There's some creatures that live in Australia that you don't find here. There's some that live in Africa you don't find in Canada. Right? So, but Noah was able to preserve all of this. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I serve a living God. So if that grace that he found in God was able to pull all those things and he completed his task, and him and his family, all his 3 sons and their wives, were able to be saved, God will also save you and your family. Say amen. That ability to do the things God has called you to do will be activated in your life by the Spirit of the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. How about Moses? Yes, Moses went to Egyptian school, but the Torah God wrote in Hebrew. How do I know that? Because Moses said, I'm a Hebrew, right? So the Torah was written. The first 10 commandments that God wrote, he said God wrote it. So he has to write it in the language that the people will understand. Hello? Somebody shout hallelujah. So, but when Moses broke the first one because he was angry, the second one Moses wrote. So we know the Torah was written in Hebrew. Somebody shout hallelujah. I mean the 10 commandments. Praise the Lord. Torah means the word of God. Like, somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So God, that intelligence that he put in, how did Moses remember the day God created the heavens and the earth? 6 days. Which Egyptian school was teaching that one? Eh? Which recorder did he use to record all those words? From Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, everything. How God made the earth, how God made Adam and Eve. Because Moses wrote that. Was he born there? How did he know that? Because we know Moses says, Remember when Moses says, if you don't go with me, if your presence does not go with me, I don't want to go. Did you remember that? So what did God do? He put him in the cleft of the rock, right? And the Bible said the goodness of God passed before him. I was ministering one time, the Lord just showed me as I was saying that scripture, I could see it. That it was in that moment, that's how God showed it to me. Now, when we get to heaven, we'll find out the reality, but that's how I saw it. In that moment, as his goodness passed, he saw everything. Wrote everything. Where he was not, he saw. How many of you know if you see something, you don't forget it? But if they tell you something, you forget. Except you keep on rehearsing it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Yeah, how did he know that Adam and Eve, they were in the garden and all that? Spirit of God. The Bible says all scriptures are inspired. Somebody shout hallelujah. So this Holy Spirit is a wonderful Holy Spirit. We're talking about the Spirit of God himself. Somebody say, I need you, Holy Spirit, in my life. Be my guide. Be my teacher. Say, we guide you into all truth. He guided Moses to the truth of God's creation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He guided him to all the blessings that God has for us. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So somebody just lay hand on their head, say, I don't have an ordinary head. I got the mind of Christ. From now on, I have the best mind. I remember the things of God. The word of the Lord comes to me, and I retain it, and I'm able to recall it. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. By his spirit, what about Moses? How did he stay 40 days, 40 nights? Did not eat. Then he came down, broke the Ten Commandments. What did he do? He had to go back to get another one. So another 40 days and 40 nights, no food, no water. In the mountains. I mean, if you have been in the mountains, in the night it's really cold. Daytime is hot. Two extremes. How do you survive like that in his presence? Bible say the presence of God so filled him that when Moses came down, he had to put handkerchief on his face. He had to cover his face because his physical body changed. He was glowing. We cannot look at this light. Take a look at the light you have around you. Can you see that? Can you look at it? Right? So Moses' face was brighter than that because you could not look at it. Somebody shout hallelujah. So we have this Holy Spirit that is now living in us. Can the enemy really focus on you if you decide to shine? Somebody say, shine in me. Shine in me. Shine in me. We are more than what we think we are. By the Spirit, everything can change. How long did he think? Moses didn't even know he's been transformed in the presence of God. He just was normal. Just coming down until the... I bet it was shining like the sun. You can't look at the sun. How many of you can look at the sun? Well, you can look at any light. I'm looking at different, there's various kinds of light here. We don't stare at it that long, but we can look at it. Well, you couldn't look at the face of Moses. How did that happen? Just the presence of God. That presence has not died. It's still alive. By his spirit, may his presence be strong in our life. May it be strong in this church. May it be strong in your family. May it be strong wherever you are, that you know you serve the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay, let me read a little bit more. Verse John 1. Say no man, verse 18. It said no man had seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, had he declared him. And this is a record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? They are asking John, who are you? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. Because John was baptizing people in the wilderness, preaching, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, right? So they now say, who's this man? He wasn't dressing in a three-piece suit. He was wearing like sackcloth, wearing clothes that were not fashionable, eating honey and locusts. He looked abnormal for the society that he was living in. But he was preaching. They know he was a man of power. And they said, who are you? And then he says, I am not the Christ. Because he already knew, John already knew, the Messiah is here. Somebody shout hallelujah. And they asked him, verse 21, what then art thou, Elias? Are you Elijah? And he said, I'm not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. So they were guessing, who are you, who are you? Then said they unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? What are they saying? What do you say who you are? Some people by now, they would have been giving, passing out their business card. I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. You know, I'm bishop, I'm apostle, I'm prophetess, I'm prophet. I'm this and I'm that, I'm doctor. You know, they would have said all kinds of stuff. But John the Baptist was saying, I am not all that. Verse 23, he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Elijah. Elias is Elijah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So that word of the Lord is now fulfilled. Praise the Lord. He's saying, I am that one. I'm that voice. I'm a voice. And I'm crying in this wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight the way of the Lord. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. These are educated, religious people. Verse 25. And they asked him, and said unto him, why baptize thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom you know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes lashed I'm not worthy to what? Unloose. These things were done in Beth Barata. That's just the name of the area beyond Jordan. So you can say like in East Kildonan, in Winnipeg. Okay, so just an area. Somebody shout hallelujah. Beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. So these questions, they came to his territory where he's telling them to make way, prepare the way of the Lord, and baptizing people. And then they came and interrogate him. The next day, John seeth Jesus. John has not physically, other than when the both moms, Elizabeth and Mary, when the babies were in the womb, they are cousins, right? Mother of Jesus and mother of John, they are what? Cousins. You can read that in Luke 2. Okay? So, the boys have not physically met. John grew and in the wilderness. Here, John is saying, Jesus is in the midst. He said, that person is here. Because by the Spirit, he was sensing. You find out in a moment that God revealed who Jesus is to John physically before John met Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will reveal things to you before you encounter them. Somebody shout hallelujah. He's still doing the same today. He shows us things. He's shown me many things before they happen, and I'll see it before it happens. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will reveal things to you. He's a revealer. He reveals who Jesus is. Somebody shout hallelujah. So the next day, verse 29 of John 1. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming. First, he said in one of the verses, I read it to you earlier. It says, there's one among you. Yeah, verse 26. So John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom you know not. They don't know him, but John already know who he is. Somebody say, I know who he is. Verse 29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not. Did you hear that? I knew him not. Just because they're cousins, you just assume they've been playing together. No. They only met once in the womb, when they were in the womb. And the Holy Ghost showed up, and prophecy started prophesying. The mom started prophesying. Somebody shout hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost show up, there will be prophecy. There will be a language from the Spirit. He said, I knew him not. This is the person I was talking about. Verse 31, John 1. I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore, I am come baptizing with water. So John's purpose as he's baptizing so that people will know Jesus. They will know this is he. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just read a few more and I'm going to stop right there. Verse 32. And John bear record saying, I saw the Spirit. Did you see this? John 1 verse 32. And John bear record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me. Who's that person that told him to baptize with water? God. God now was speaking to John before John met Jesus. When you are in the Spirit of God, you will know things about people. God will speak to you concerning your assignment. Somebody shout hallelujah. He will speak specifically concerning your assignment. He didn't speak to John about everything, but he spoke about his assignment. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 33. And I knew him not, but he that sent me, which is God, to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout hallelujah. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. That's how John the Baptist recognized Jesus. Now let's go to Matthew. I'm going to wrap that up. So put that in mind. He was able to recognize Jesus, who Jesus, as this is the Lamb of God. He was talking about him just like most of us. We preach about Jesus. We talk about him. But you've not seen him. But you see, you recognize him by the Spirit descending upon him. Hallelujah. Not only descending on, it stayed on. God told him, that's the one. God will put sign where you can recognize who is who. Somebody shout hallelujah. Everybody's not equal. Everybody's not the same. But God will show. So we must ask God to give us eyes to see. The Spirit gives you eyes to see and gives you recognition. You can recognize who is who. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now you need the life of the Spirit. So most of us are doing guess and miss. The days of guess and miss should be over. Amen? Stop guessing. Sometimes you like people, you just like them, the natural, know them. Bible says know them by their spirit. Don't just like for liking sake. I like a lot of people. You love a lot of people, but by the Spirit, when the Lord now begins to show you who their spirit is, then you go, oh my God. So know them by the Spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now they say, don't be led by what? The nose? What does that mean? Okay, food smells good, so you just go. But then by the time you eat it, it has poison in it. So say, Lord, have mercy. Okay, Matthew chapter 3, quickly. So we just read in John what? What was the one how he recognized? Verse 33. That's how he saw it. Say, the one the Spirit is descending. No, Matthew 3, quickly. I know how our time goes. It just goes so fast. Okay, let's look at verse 11. Here's still John speaking. He said, I indeed baptize you. Matthew 3, verse 11 says, I indeed, that's John the Baptist, I baptize you with what? Water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with what? The Holy Ghost and with fire. Somebody shout hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost show up, there's always fire. People say, oh, I feel so much heat. Have you felt heat when you are in his presence? Like warmth, fire. Somebody shout hallelujah. The day the disciples, apostles, they received the Holy Ghost, the Bible say tongues of fire. Not tongues like fire. Tongues of fire literally sat on their head. How does fire sit on your head and doesn't burn you? There's a fire within a fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout hallelujah. You need that fire to change them. Weak people became strong and bold people. Peter, who was a wimp, became a bold man because of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost will make you bold. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 12. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Anything that does not belong, the Holy Ghost will burn it up. Somebody shout hallelujah. Same in a church, same in a ministry, same in your body, same in your family. You need the Holy Ghost. If you're sick, you need the Holy Ghost. Well, the Holy Ghost fire inside you to burn everything that does not belong. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's impossible for sickness to thrive in the presence of the Lord. So burn it up. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I need the Holy Ghost. It's called an unquenchable fire. You can't quench it. And the chaff, when you have grain like your wheat or your rice, they come with their little coat on them. You know, they remove the chaff. You remove the skin and you blow it off. But you keep the substance. The Holy Ghost will keep the good substance in your life, and everything that doesn't belong, it blow them all off. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto Jordan. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? So here's Jesus coming, because they're going to meet now for the first time physically, other than when they were in the womb. Because John, the book of John, chapter 1, we read in verse 33, they only met. I did not meet him. They met now. Right? So John gave you a little bit more perspective how they met. Somebody shout hallelujah. So so Jesus approached and said, you baptize me. And he going, I recognize you. You're the one that God said. You're the mighty one. You're the one I'm not worthy to even touch your shoelace, to even help you tie your shoelace and all that. I'm not even worthy. And Jesus said, you must baptize me. Fulfill the scripture. Verse 14. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee. You baptize me. And commence thou to me. And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus is becoming us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. That means the word of the Lord is called righteousness. You must fulfill the word of God. Amen? You do things the way God wants it done. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. It is the Spirit of God in your life that is going to enable you to please God. Somebody shout hallelujah. His Spirit sees everything. It's called the Spirit of Truth. Hallelujah. May God's Spirit touch your life. May you live by the Spirit from this moment on and not live the life of flesh. There is better adventure in the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Holy Ghost descended and stayed on. It did not leave. So Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord. So when we read now, look for what? 18, we say the Spirit of the Lord is what? Upon me. So now you saw it came and it never left him. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, Spirit of the Living God, stay upon me and never leave me. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your holy word tonight. We've spoken your word. Lord, it's all activated. When we fulfill the word, your word says we fulfill righteousness. We must do what the word tells us to do. So, Lord, enable us and not to take our eyes off the world and put our eyes on you, Jesus. Let our eyes be focused on you and what you say, and live by your word, by your Spirit. For it is the Spirit that will quicken us and give us life. We receive that abundant life, and we walk in the ways of the Spirit. Guide our mind, our spirit, soul, and body. Direct our lives, O God, that we will continue to give you glory and honor and adoration. Save your people, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.